At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Mind Aware, 435.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. We are talking about overcoming objections today. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. I was doing the last session of the Celebrity Formula, and I had somebody come into the group, and she was talking about how she's calling them discovery calls. I know a lot of you as coaches or practitioners, you might do a free consultation call with somebody, or you might do a discovery call or something like that to kind of get to know where somebody's at, but ultimately, too, it's to hopefully find new clients because they get a taste of you. You get to find out the people that are a match for you. And then when you have the free consultation call, sometimes you end up booking an additional client. So the terminology she used, and I don't think she even meant to do it, but she said something like, well, I think it went well, and this was all written, right? I think it went well. I think I overcame some of her objections, and we were good. And it hit me like that terminology, and I know she didn't mean to do it, but it struck back to me of kind of like the days I was working for the Kirby vacuum cleaner company. No offense to any Kirby people out there, but I used to work for the Kirby vacuum cleaner company over high school. My junior to senior year, I actually sold Kirby vacuums door to door, if you can imagine. It was crazy, but it was really, really good experience. Like what I learned about sales and about how things are done and just getting over yourself and kind of getting out there and dealing with rejection. It was a really good training ground for that. And of course, this is a lifetime ago in the dark ages. There was not only like no social media, there was no internet. People didn't even have computers, right? For the most part. I mean, I was a very early adopter in the computer world, but this was even pre that, right? And one of the things they would do is they had this whole list of closes that you would do to overcome objections. So they had things like the Ben Franklin close. You can Google that. That's probably still out there. Make a list of pros and cons. They had a close where you would say to people like, what would you do if your refrigerator broke down? You know, because nobody would live without a refrigerator, right? And so somehow you'd have to be able to afford that refrigerator. How would you pay for that refrigerator? And then you would transfer it to, like, that's how they would pay for the Kirby vacuum. So there was this, and I'm just touching the iceberg. Like, there were tons of different, how do you close that deal? How do you overcome those objections and get these people to buy that vacuum cleaner, right? And I'm overstating it a little bit, but not too much. And so what do these things have in common? Like, let's just think about it for a minute. Like, what kind of feeling, vibration, place is that idea of overcoming objections? That place of like, how can I tell you that what you're thinking is wrong? And let me show you the right way to think. Let me show you how you really should be thinking. Well, for me, it's like a big old feel bad. And I think for a lot of people, the reason they don't like doing these kind of one-on-one calls with people, or the reason they feel weird about it, or the reason they feel salesy when they talk to people about their businesses, or the reason they feel salesy or can't figure out how to quote-unquote close somebody, is because they are coming from that feel-bad stance. So it's the feel-bad stance of, like, I need to somehow overcome your objection and talk you into this in order to get you to come on board. And probably, like, it's a good thing. You know, you're probably selling them something that would do them some good, and it's a good thing. Okay, having said all of that, here's the piece I want to give now, and I want to tell you, like, a proper way to deal with objections. So the first thing I want to say is, we don't live in that world anymore. And I know you all have probably figured that out. But sometimes the training systems that we get in, they're old, outdated training systems that are trying to teach us to sell features and benefits, usually benefits, like don't sell features, sell benefits. They're trying to get us to overcome objections that people have and close those deals. And you know what? It is like, hello 1982, and actually probably more like hello 1942 with those methods. Though we don't live in that world anymore. We have long since exited that world of where you have to talk people into doing something and talk people into being a part of your world. Like, part of the reason why I'm doing the celebrity formula is because I want people to understand that the new world we live in is a world where you step into your celebrity, you position yourself as the expert, the authority, the celebrity in your niche, not because you're the expert, not because you're like the only one or the best one, but because you're uniquely you. And when you can be uniquely you, what that means is nobody else can deliver what you have because nobody else can be you. So when your marketing comes from that standpoint of, here's who I am, this is what I'm passionate about, here's what I have to offer, here's what I know for sure, the transformation I can help you to undergo, here's the list, right, of what we're about, like, this is what we're doing here, join us or don't. And in, it comes from an energy of, you are attracting people who they either get it or they don't get it. And if they get it, then you don't have to sell them into anything. They want to be a part of it. They jump on board and they get it. And if they don't get it, well, have fun and on your way. Enjoy your life and find a different trainer that's good for you. No emotional investment of having to convince somebody or turn them around or try to close them, right? That is old school thinking. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you have to convince them to join you now, or you have to convince them to be a part of your coaching program or other programs, you're going to have to convince them to actually consume the material or to show up for their calls or to do the work or any of that. You don't want people coming on board with one foot in or reluctantly, all of that, okay? So isn't that great? Like, isn't it great to know that to the end of sales, somebody's going to be mad at me for saying that. There's that part of me that, like, wants to be the nice girl, you know, and wants everybody to like me, that's going like, oh, you just told all salespeople it's the end of sales. So I'm just going to just take that hit for a second and then regroup. But it is. We don't live in that era. It's a different kind of sales we live in. And in fact, that's what I want to tell you about next. So I'm going to take a really quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you exactly what's the new era of overcoming objections. What are we really doing when we're overcoming objections? For those of you that don't know, we are live on Facebook. We're here every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And sometimes I pop on here other times. And so if you want to kind of know or be in the forefront of when I'm going to be live, then just go to danawild.com/update. And you will get an immediate update to be able to come on over and hang out, okay? So, having said that, what we're going to do is take a quick break and hang out with the audience, and I will be right back in 90 seconds. So don't go anywhere, because I'm coming right back.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wallposter. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word wallposter. all together with no spaces. And we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is Dana Wild, and you know what? We're talking about overcoming objections, or rather, we're talking about not overcoming objections. And I want to rephrase this one more time and say it. People either get it or they don't. Like, that's what you're out there doing. When you're stepping into your celebrity and you're becoming like the celebrity in your market and you're building your tribe, you're really looking for those people who are just like you a few years ago. Like, they're just that close to taking that next step to where you're at now, or they're already thinking like you, but they just didn't have a word for it, or they just didn't have a part of a tribe to be a part of, to hang out with other people who think like that. So you're not convincing anybody. You're not talking people into stuff. You're just looking for those people who are already right there. Why? Because we have the internet now. And even if we don't have the internet, like let's say you're marketing offline, we still don't live in that world where people want to be convinced to do things. We're kind of past that. The culture has evolved, probably because of social media and the internet and so many options. You're really just looking for that group of people that think like you, that are ready for what you have to offer, who are ripe and ready the next logical step for what you're teaching and what you're about. So having said all of that, does that mean we don't overcome objections? And here's the way I would look at it. Instead of calling it overcoming objections, think of it on the front end of addressing people's concerns or getting in their head. So in your marketing, should you address the things that your audience might already be thinking? Yes, of course. You certainly should. Because basically what it shows when you're able to address those concerns on the front end, not in the closing environment, not when you're sitting down saying, oh, hi, we're having a personal relationship and we're getting to know each other and now I want to overcome your objections. You know, that's the time to be seeing if you're a fit. That personal one-on-one time, that's the time to be seeing if you're a fit. That's the time to be seeing if that person, he or she, is in the right tribe. So the time to address concerns is long before they get to that point. So, for example, it might be easier to understand with an example. Some of the concerns that people have when they're thinking of doing the celebrity formula is they're thinking like, is this for me? You know, am I right for this? More specifically, can I do it? Is this something I'm capable of? I'm shy or I'm introverted or I don't like live streaming. Or I don't like to do funnels, or I'm not techie. Can I still be the celebrity in my market? And that's a legitimate question. That's a legitimate concern. It's not an objection. It's not something saying I'm not going to sign up because I'm introverted. They're curious. Like, I'm introverted. Can introverts do this? Or I'm not techie. Can non-techie people do this? Or I don't want to be on camera. Can I still do it? Or I like my privacy. I want to be safe. Can I still do it? By the way, the answer to all those questions is yes, because the point of the celebrity formula is to be authentically you. So you don't want to try to be somebody else. You don't want to change to fit into a formula. You want the formula to fit you, and that is the formula, is being authentically you. So the answer to all those questions are yes, but I need to address those questions in the marketing material. So in the emails that I send out, in the sales page that I create, even if I can fit it on the order form, like anywhere I can put it, I need to address those things because those are the things that the people who are interested in this are going to be thinking. So it's kind of like, what other things might they be thinking that don't relate to personality? They might be thinking like, can I make payments on this? Or do you take PayPal? Or questions like that. So it's really like getting out in front and trying to answer the questions that they might have, because first of all, it'll save your customer service department a ton of work. And second of all, it'll help people make the decision. It'll help them decide. So terminology, overcoming objections, out. Bye-bye 1942. Terminology, addressing questions that your clients might have, getting into your clients' heads, being able to address their concerns in, right? We want to be of service. We want to be able to do that. So do that up front, and then you won't have to do it on the back end. And on the back end, just be your big, awesome self and meet those people who are into what you've got to offer. That's how we do it. I love it. That's it. So with that, I'm going to just say you can start that right now. Sit down today and ask yourself some things like, what are some things that my clients are thinking? If I was in their head, what would be kind of the obstacles for them to entering my world? What kind of things am I not addressing right up front? And so I have to address them on the back end. If you're addressing this stuff in your copy, if you're addressing this stuff on your sales page or in the emails that you send, you don't have to talk about it on the back end, you know? And then the final thing I want to say, and this is the most important thing, and this is the whole work we're doing in the Celebrity Formula, and that is this. You have to truly, energetically, and mindset-wise, take the stance of it doesn't really matter whether you sign up or whether you don't, right? You have to really be not attached to it, because your people will know, and they will find you, and they will know if it's the right decision for them. They don't need you to convince them. You need to really be okay with, this is 100% okay no matter which way this goes. I used to always think of it like in my mind, like my life is not going to change whether somebody signs up or they don't. It's really not. I'm going here. And I hope, you know, by here, I mean like down the road. I'm going down the road. And I hope other people will join me and come along that path and walk with me on that. But if they don't, it's not going to change my life one single bit. It makes zero difference. The only person it will make a difference to is the people who sign up, right? Either they will have that transformation or they won't, but I'm not attached to it. I'm not attached to it. It doesn't really matter, okay? And that's the stance to have. It has to be like, you have to trust that 100% of the time, everything is working out for you. 100% of the time, no matter what happens, everything is working out for you. It's all unfolding perfectly. The right people join the program. The right gigs come your way. The right tribe members find you. It's all happening exactly as it should. And so that you can practice right now. Breathe in, breathe out, start that mantra. It's all unfolding perfectly. Everything is happening exactly the way it's supposed to. All good things in perfect timing. Things are working out exactly how they're meant to be. All is well. 100% of what happens is for my higher good. I truly believe that, and I know you do too, because you're a brain trainer and because you're here. So we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house, you know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think that crazy lady was smiling.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey...
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once, with like basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.